Morning, everybody. Good to see everybody this morning. Read a couple verses here in John. John chapter 5. John chapter 5, verse 28-9 here. It says, "Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice, and will come forth, those who did the good deeds to a resurrection of life, and those who committed the evil deeds to a resurrection of judgment." 29 and 30, sorry. "I can do nothing on my own initiative. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of him who sent me." I was at an estate auction here a few weeks ago. There's an old man passed away, and they was selling all his equipment and his tools and his things he'd collected over the years. I mean, had a whole shop full of stuff, a pasture of equipment, and house was full of stuff. And I was just thinking, was at that auction, you know, that man had spent his whole life gathering, accumulating, you know, all the possessions, all his collectibles, everything, you know. I didn't know, man, didn't know nothing about him, but, you know, just thought, you know, he had a lot of stuff, and it's been a lifetime gathering, and it was all gone in one day. I mean, they had it, you know, sold it all off, pieced it out, whatever, you know, it was all gone in one day. And it got me to thinking, you know, as Christians, you know, we live our lives for one day, kind of. I mean, you know, we live every day, make decisions and make choices that are gonna predict the outcome of our judgment. So if we make the decisions we make every day, you know, we'll predict the outcome of our judgment. Not that, and you know, where we're going to spend eternity, and not that that's our sole purpose, is just to make good decisions to, so we can make it to heaven, and you know, do the right things, just so we get something out of it. You know, we serve God because it's the right thing to do, and make good decisions, and try to live for him because, you know, he's worthy to be served whether we go to heaven or not. But, you know, just like I said, that really got me to thinking, you know. And then, you know, last few months, we've had different people that I was, you know, friends with that had passed away or whatever, and it just got me to thinking, you know, I think about them guys sometimes, and just made me think, you know, how would people think about me if when I'm gone? I don't know, just like I said, I don't know, just have thought about that a lot over the last few months. You know, how important it is to take the kind of time that God's given us to make every decision count, make good decisions and good choices, to live for him and to be a light to others. But, that's about all I had, I guess. So, does anybody have any prayer requests? She's been battling cancer for a while. She's not doing very good. So, all right, let's pray. Dear Father, we just come for you today. We want to thank you for all your many blessings, God. Thank you for allowing us to gather here today, and for each one's here. So you bless them. Just bless the message this morning. Just ask you to be with Jim Bailey and his wife, God, and their family. Just ask him if you would comfort them, be with them right now, and just keep them in your care. Just, once again, we'll thank you for all that you do for us. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen. Yeah.